All right, on page Resh Pei Beis up to Goyel. In Ezra Saviseinu, we say, Mibaladecha in Lanu Melech Goyel Umashiach. So, it's interesting that he divides it, because Mibaladecha in Lanu Melech he already put into the last paragraph. And now, in this paragraph, he explains Goyel. He says, Goyel Meira Agula Gemura, Umashiach Meira Agula Sheina Gemura. El Yeshua's manis, me ayivim. It's very confusing to me because sometimes Gal Yisrael means temporary gula, and sometimes it means a gula shleima. He's saying in here it says Gaiel Mashiach, so Gaiel means he gets rid of the tzara totally, and Mashiach means he helps. He helps us, but doesn't necessarily save us from the whole tzara. So, hine v'halacha dugma bihira lechilak ha'eshua. So I'll give you an example. Hine b'purim einay mirim halal, k'mavur mesechtes megillah, kima shaloi ha'isa gula gemura. After the Purim story, the gula was not complete. Shari akati avdi achashverish anan, we still remain subjugated to achashverish. M'sheke b'chanaka, ha'isa gula gemura, Kamashidgash Rambam was a complete gula from the Greeks. As the Rambam says, Kshimavar Ikanesa Nitzoch Shalchanaka Zelashine, Bibayishenik Shemolchu Yavan Gozu Gezeris Al Yisrael, Ah, Shericham Alei Makayavisenu, Vashia Miyada Mitzila Vagavrub Nechashmilaya Kayin Magdalim, Vahargum Vashiu Yisrael Miyada Midu Melech Menakayinim, Vachazamachas Yisrael, Yeser Amasayim Shana. What happened in the Bayisheni? Is after the Nitzachin of the Chashmonaim, for 206 years, the Malchus returned. Actually, it was only 103 years of the Chashmonaim, and then another 103 years of Beis Hordis. Now, the truth is that if you read the Megillah Antiochus, it doesn't sound like the Yeshua was complete. I mean, after the Chashmonaim took over, they still had plenty of headaches from the Greeks. But at least as far as their decision to overthrow the governor, at least they were in control to some degree, I guess.
After Purim, we were still in Galus
under a foreign king, and after this, we were at least, I guess that's what he means. He himself says, if I'm Shachar Adar Rishon, Lahoisim Shas Beis Chashmonai Karai, Shnasa Tzedukim. Even though after the first generation, it started to go downhill. I shall be safe. Nebdu legamri v'lei nishtairu meham nefesh achas. I am above Vassar Gimel. Until they all died. B'kvah b'ya ha-ramban parashat yichi tam'ayin sham ha-chomer. They were punished. B'kama yivahis ha-ozlam de Yisrael shas ha-kaysher li-yosis la'am segula. The Yeshua of Chanukah was a shas ha-kaysher for perfection. Nochin u-mizum l'isleis l'gula shalayma. He says that when the Chashmonaim won, had they put up a king for Malchus Beis David, they had the potential for Gula Shalema. Reb Tzadik, in one of his typical Reb Tzadik pieces, says about this Gemara Bava Basra. Gemara Bava Basra says, at least the way it reads simply, is that Hordis killed out the whole Malchus Beis Chashmonai. This is 103 years after the Purim Neis, and the one woman that remained climbed up to the roof of the palace, and she announced to the world that Kala Omer Beis Chashmonai is an Eved. So this was an Eved Shemarat, and she jumped off the roof and killed herself. And Gemara seems to say that nobody remained from the Beis Chashmonai, and Gemara says Hordis preserved her body and tried and pretended she's alive, as if he's married to the queen. She has a queen who's from the Beis Chashmonai. How exactly she attended royal functions, I'm not certain. But that's what it says. Now, Tzaddik says, Chas v'shalom. Chas v'shalom, all the Chas v'shalom were killed out. Can't be, they did it. It says, Hayonisin Yomus HaShe'osa Yeshua HaGadayla HaZayis. When Yonison did something, Yonison the son of Shaul did something deserving of Misa, it says the people said, Hayonisin Yomus HaShe'osa Yeshua HaGadayla HaZayis B'Yisrael. It can't be. Now, Tzaddik writes, in his opinion, which may be a Das Yachid, that they didn't all die. What happened is, when Hordis had a campaign to kill out the Beis Chashmonai, many of them went underground. Because if they would identify themselves as a descendant of Beis Chashmonai, Hordis would kill them. Mela, they went underground. So she said, Kolo Aimer mi Beis Chashmonai Yani, is an Eved, because there was nobody who was a Aimer that he comes from the Beis Chashmonai. But at least he maintains that it's not true that the Beis Chashmonai totally got killed out. So many families and the descendants, 100 years, another 3 or 4 generations. Oh, it says Kol Aimer. No, Kol Aimer mi Beis Chashmonai. No, anybody who says he's the descendant.
Beis Chashmonai could mean the upper echelon of the Chashmonai.
I don't know. Beis Yisrael means only the upper echelon of Beis Yisrael. Just me and you, that's it? Okay, I don't know. What he's saying is that nobody would admit he's a Beis Chashmonai. Nobody would admit that he's Beis Chashmonai. Hordis went to kill the whole Beis Chashmonai. That's the way he interprets it. Okay. What?
It's a good reason to keep quiet.
A good reason to keep quiet, yeah, I think so. Okay. Now we start to mention Mitzrayim. He mentioned in his introduction that the Mitzvah Sasev Zechiras Yitzias Mitzrayim is, which we already said in the Hashem Lekechem, it says Yitzias Mitzrayim, Mitzrayim continues here. Mitzrayim Galtanu, Hayreinu Chazal Chayav Adam Liris Esas Vekilu Hu Yatsa Mitzrayim, K'may Shnemer Vaisanu Haitzi Misham, V'zeu gulaseinu, Hashem alakeinu, umi beis avadim. Hatam shamitzriim nikras beis avadim. The land of Egypt is called the house of avadim. Al pi ma'amarim zal. B'tchila lo hoya eved yachol evreich mitzrayim sheisagura mesugeres. Chazal say that Egypt never had an eved that escaped. Machmas taikif hashmira begvuleha. Because of a very tight border policy, no doubt they had a wall. Even when Moshe ran away, was miraculous because they didn't let Trump doesn't let anybody in, they didn't let anybody out. It's like we're under Russia, the Iron Curtain, right? Can't get out. So Mitzrayim is called Beis Avonim Pidisanu. What's the difference between pidyon? Pidyon is like pidyon aben, and gula is gula shalayma. Who perish pidyon? Who should nice and davar bichilufa yishal chayfetz hanifta? A pidyon is an exchange, is a redemption. When you redeem something, it's an exchange. Kind pidyon shvuyim. You redeem a captive. Pidyon aben, pidyon meiser. There's an exchange. In order to explain how does pidyon work into Yitzias Mitzrayim, Mamshichim, we explain, interesting. He says it was an exchange. The Egyptian Bechayim died, and the Jewish Bechayrim survived. How's that an exchange? These two independent things. Habir b'zeh. Shemitzrayim yichdu v'ikdishu kol b'char la'avaydis Eloheihem hashayinim. In Egypt, a b'char was a priest for the many different sorts of gods. B'kadosh Baruch Hu hichlif. HaKadusha zu l'kadushas ha-b'char b'Yisrael. The imagined Kedusha of the Egyptians was transferred to Bechayri Yisrael, There's a relationship between the death of the priests of Egypt, the Bechayrim of Egypt, with Bechayri. So, as Nasa, Am Yisrael, Am Shal Bechayrim, Am Yuchadim Lavayis HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And they became a nation of Bechayrim designated to serve Hashem. Echidim Etzinu Shabashlich Sarishayna Shemeshurin El Parai, Omer HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Kaimer Hashem, Bini Bechayri Yisrael, Vaimer Elecha Shlachas Mivi, Bonai Vyavduni, So really, when you learn Pasha Shemais, it's a little strange. In Pasha Shemais, he warns Paroi, I'm going to kill your Bechar. But he wasn't going to kill the Bechar till the end of the Ten Makis. He should have said, I'm going to turn your land to blood and bring frogs on the land. So he's saying, Hini Harigas Mecha Becharecha means, I'm going to undo your whole idol worship Seder. God called all the Jewish people my Bechar. And humanity, the Jewish people are like the Peter Rechem. Dugmas ha-Bechar and their ledwishin shachn mishachm shari luder. Like a Bechar is born first. When Mashiach will come, Timolei, Ha'aretz Deyas, Hashem, V'yakiru, V'yedu, Kodesh Yisrael, V'mzio, Zir, Kodesh Baruch Hu, when the whole world will recognize Hashem, Kodesh Omru, Tfilas, Ha'kei Nekaveh, Hari Ha'kar Azu, Tishtal She'el, Achar Ha'kar Arisha, Shokla Yisrael. You have to know, in the Hagdamah, some Sefer, there's a Hagdamah to Tshuvas Yeredeya. Now, it's not really a Hagdama. Chassam Sofer did not allow any of his writings to be published in his lifetime. Chassam Sofer had an interesting shita that you're not allowed to write Torah Shebal Peh, the Gemara says. Bizman hazeh, eis la'aseh Hashem, efeir Torah Secha. So today we allow it because there's a need. Chassam Sofer says that you can only do it if your kavanah is totally l'shem shemayim. Not for any personal pride or any personal great gain. But you published totally Shem Shemayim. Don't ask me. So say, oh, you gotta publish totally.
The now, publishing is not the publishing. He's saying is the word for word that we have for Gemara, that has to be done.
No, he's talking about some Sefer's Tshuvas. Chassam didn't let them publish his Chidushim and his Tshuvas and his Pirush HaChumash, nothing. In his lifetime, nothing was published. Because he said, you have to publish Hashem Shemayim. You remember, I once told you a rule numerous times, that a mitzvah b'tzuras aveira has to be totally l'shem Shemayim. There's some mitzvahs, like Yibum is the best example, which is a mitzvah in the form of an aveira, marrying a sister-in-law. So if it's not l'shem Shemayim, it's us to do it. Any mitzvah b'tzuras aveira, or l'shem hara l'tayelis, Chassam says it has to be l'shem Shemayim. So the Sefer held that any publishing of Torah Shebaal Peh has to be done l'shem Shemayim, and he didn't allow any of his things to be published.
Not the Chumash, the Pirush HaChumash.
No, Chumash is one thing. The Pirush HaChumash, that's Torah Shebaal Peh.
They weren't allowed to write.
That's right. They weren't until they weren't allowed to publish. They write for others. They weren't allowed to write. Tersha Baal Peh is only given Baal Peh, not Biksav. Can be given over. Until I says Hashem, what? The Tshuvas he definitely wrote. Right? The Shas Tshuvas he definitely wrote. No. It wouldn't allow it to be published. Okay, I'm on your team. You know, Reb Nosson Gestetner, Oliver Shalom, was a Rav in Bnei Brak, so he published 15 volumes of Tshuvas, and I don't even know how many volumes on Shas. So in the beginning of the first volume he published, he writes, I'm a grandson of the Chassam Sofer, a great-grandson. I'm an Eidekel. So really, I shouldn't be doing this. So he wrote a whole Akdama on this Chassam Sofer. What? Why he's doing it, yeah. At any rate, after he died, his descendants published it. They're publishing his things, L'shem Shemayim, presumably. So they put out, it seems that Tshuva on Yeredeya went out first. And they had from him a long essay. They call it Pituche Chaisam, opening what is sealed. So the Sefer didn't let his Tshuvas be written. It was sealed. So Pituchei Chaisam, they opened the seal. They published as Akdama to Yeridaya this very long, it's a Lomdisha essay that goes from topic to topic. And in it, in part, he writes the following. He says, after the sin of the Egel, Moshe Rabbeinu Davin to Hashem, v'neflinu aniva amcha mikolo amim asher pnei ha'adama. Let the Jewish people be a pillar, let them stand out from all the nations on the world. So he explains it as follows. He says that really when the world was created, any nation could be what we call Klal Yisrael. Shem didn't choose which descendants of Adam or Noach would be Klal Yisrael. Any nation that would have a Chut HaMesholish, that would have three such avos, would be a Klal Yisrael. He says, after Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, it could have happened in tribal Africa that there'll be a great man and a great son and a great grandson and they'll start another Klal Yisrael. He says, it could be. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't, all men are created equal. God created all people equal. Now, if your grandfather was great. So he said it would be a competition. So after the Chet HaEgel, Moshe Rabbeinu Davin, V'neflina Aniva Amcha Mikolo Amim, the only pathway to Klal Yisrael should be through Geirus to Klal Yisrael. That was his tefillah. And the schus of Klal Yisrael being first, that he was afraid. Before the Chet HaEgel, he wasn't afraid. After the Chet HaEgel, he was afraid. So he said, V'neflina Aniva Amcha. That's what the Chassam Sefer writes. So what the Rav Schwab is writing here, B'ni B'chayri Yisrael, follows in that idea. What he's saying is, even if other nations of the world will come to a recognition of the Rabbi Nishal Olam, still, B'ni B'chayri Yisrael, Klal Yisrael is first. Klal Yisrael was the first. It doesn't mean the B'chayri within Klal Yisrael, it means the entire Jewish nation, is the first. So even though when Mashiach comes, there'll be other non-Jews who will recognize the Kadosh Baruch Hu, but that's the Bechairis of Klal Yisrael, and he's quoting Shem Shofar Hirsch, that this is what he says. He says in his Agdama, to Sefer Tehillim. So he says, he ends up here, in the top paragraph on page Resh Pei Gimel, like we say in Arkei Nekave, anybody who comes later and recognizes God, it's only after Klal Yisrael. The first ones were the Jewish people. And other nations will only come to Akara through Klal Yisrael. And Nilvu Goyim Rabim El Hashem. In order to make the uniqueness of Bechor Yisrael, in Mitzrayim, where the Bechor went to the Avodah Zarah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Bechoreim, also Shvatim Elayim, as Kiddush called Bechor B'nei Yisrael, Liyas Misham Shav Avodah, so Pidyon Shemitzias Mitzrayim. Funny kind of opinion. He's paida the intended uniqueness of Bechayrim or Avodah Zarah for the true uniqueness of Bechayrim of Klal Yisrael. That's how he explains it.